Blog Talk Radio.
You see, I got something to say. You see, I got something to say, show. You see, I got something to say. If the I got something to say, show. If the I got something to say, show. If the I got something to say, if the I got something to say, show. It's the craziest thing to say,
but you really quit in my days.
If the I got something to say, if the I got something to say, show.
On the show with Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D Slate with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move. Mr. Norfolk gon' say something new. On the go with TK. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another wonderful segment of the I Got Something to Say radio show. And I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice. I tell you, I'm so out of breath right now, trying to run from studio to studio. So what I'm going to do right now is introduce the CEO of the D Hour Show Radio Network, D Slate. What's going on?
Hey, D Slate in the building. What's good, people? What's going on? Good morning, everybody. That's how he used to do it. But what's going on, D Slate in the building? What's good, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the I Got Something to Say radio show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Get the sugar daddies out your ear because it's going. Down today.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And we also have CK in the studio on tonight. What's going on, CK?
Well, in the words of Fred Rerun Berry, what's happening?
What's happening?
Hey. In the words of Dwayne, hey. Yes, we got the crew in the building. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice. And tonight we have a wonderful show as our CEO and executive producer has indicated. Welcome back, CK. We got a wonderful lineup for you. Understand that March is National Women's Month. So to all my ladies, throw your hands up in me. Not in me, but with me. Yeah, well, you know how we switch up songs or whatever. Okay, maybe wishful thinking. But we're going to keep this moving. If you want to be a part of the show on tonight, you can tune in at 718-766-4553. Again, we're having a wonderful time in the studio tonight. I'm trying to grab some water, trying to run back to the microphone, trying to grab my purse, trying to run back to the microphone. I was in my little mini marathon, if you will, but nonetheless, we are here. And we're going to have the Fab Fabulous News and Birthdays. We're also going to have Poetic's Picks. And do you know, just going to give you a little bit of information about things in general, specifically catered to the month of March. Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown is back for this month only, and we're going to bring it back for good in the fall. But, you know, we want to just play a little music for the women to get the groove on in their stilettos. And we're going to have the quote of the day with CK, Make You Move Monday Jams, Curly Caribbean Vibe Countdown, Barcode Love Note Discussion with D Slate, Poetic Justice, and CK. And then we have another added segment, which is Sisters, making change shout-outs. Shout-out to all the women that are doing positive things within the community. And last but not certainly least, we're going to have Fashion Forward with Miss Fabulous. Trying to save that with some jawbreakers in your mouth. Everything is just coming out so provocative tonight. Well, you know, because March is National Women's Month. It is making history amongst women internationally. It is also school music in the school system. Yeah, but I'm going to get to all of that in a little bit. But the time is now. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, 5 minutes after the hour, and we're going to go ahead and jump right into the fabulous news. We don't want you to go nowhere. We want you to stay tight, listen to the fabulous news, and then after that, we're going to get set up and prepare for the quote of the day. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up in the discussion. Hit us up in the chat rooms. We just want you to have something to say. Is that all right, D. Slate and CK?
Yes, it is.
That's right.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we got the fabulous news in the building. Let's go. Yes, Bobby Rogers, founding member of the Motown group Miracles, passes away at 73 years of age. Bobby Rogers, a singer-songwriter, was a founding member of the Motown group with the Miracles, has passed away early Sunday morning in Detroit after a long illness, according to the Associated Press. As a songwriter, Rogers worked frequently with Smokey Robinson. And then also, Rogers was born in 1940. He's a native of Detroit, and information on survivors was not immediately available. Dog saves girl. 3-year-old Julia survives being freezing after temperatures going below zero by her stray dog, and he protects her. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Julia, a 3-year-old girl from Poland, was saved by her stray dog after firefighters said that the prevented girl, the dog, was the reason why this young lady stayed alive. More than 200 people searched for the girl overnight when firefighters finally found her crying to her mother. And last but not least, in 2007, the Chihuahua named Zoe saved the life of a 1-year-old boy fighting a rattlesnake. $1,800 ATM error. Devin Cluck student returns money at the PNC banking institution. Teller machine makes a mistake. Yes, he says, my eyes just opened really wide, and I was like, oh, my God, this is $1,800 right here, a senior finance major. He also stated, this is pretty crazy. The ATM mistakenly dispensed $1,800 that was not his. He said, I thought maybe I would kind of get something out of this, but it's definitely making me feel better, and I'm looking into going to banking and finance, so I felt like this was a good opportunity to do the right thing. For birthdays on March the 4th, 2013, we had Chaz Bono, who used to be Chelsea. But Chaz Bono is the son of Cher and the late Sonny Bono. Tomorrow, March 5th, we have Eva Mendez. And March 6th, we have Shaquille O'Neal, D.L. Hughley, and Tom Arnold. Should we say happy birthday? Happy birthday.
Yes.
And keep in mind, last but not least, for the fabulous news, we have in the month of March, all the single ladies, of course, you get in the background. Yes, March is National Women's Awareness Month, National History, and International Women's Month. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been another wonderful segment of the fabulous news. Now back to you, D. Slate.
Well, TJ, thank you for that. The fabulous news, once again, very, very, very promising, very informational, very very detailed. Thank you so much for that information. There's a lot of things in there that was kind of interesting, especially the whole ATM thing. That was really interesting.
Isn't that crazy? And the guy returned the money and didn't get anything. I hope he got a thank you, or, you know, we appreciate you being honest, but he stated that he turning in the money made him feel a lot more than a monetary value amount could possibly sustain. Now, I don't want to ask online or on the air, people in the chat room or on social media, would you have done the same thing? We actually want to hear from you.
PJ, I would have, I mean, as being the good brother that I am, being the great individual that I am, I would have given him all of the $16,000 back.
$16,000?
Yeah, I would have given him all the $16,000 back.
I think you may have misunderstood or misinterpreted the amount. Was $1,800. How did we get to $16,000?
Oh, it was $1,800.
Wait a minute, huh?
I didn't know that. Okay, well, if it was $1,800 back, okay, being the brother that I am, being the great guy that I am, I would have given him all the $1,400 back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Remember on Good Times, if the people who are listening are listening audience, and I know we have people from, you know, international borders that are listening to our show, but it's a show here in the States, and it was kind of founded around 1970s or so when I think it was JJ. Well, who found the money? No, James. Remember that? D-Slater, CK, did you see the episode when James found the money and he wanted to keep it and they were like, no, and people were knocking on the door and throwing in dummies to the dummy family who gave the money back? I guess I'm the only one that saw it. All right.
No, I saw it. I saw it. Because I kept crying when he gave the money back and I just kept saying, damn, 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 and dynamite. Yeah, I saw it. I saw it.
Yes. That's right. CK, would you have given the money back? Okay, we got to fix your mic. CK, hold on for just a moment. We're going to move on because your mic, something's going on with your mic right now. Sounds like you're underwater. You're like, give me the water back.
it sounded like you was virtual beatboxing.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're gonna go ahead and get CK's mic fixed up real quick, and then we'll probably come back. But to hear his response as it relates to that. But ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we're gonna go ahead and get into our first. Oh, well, actually, we're going to do this. We're going to go ahead and get into our first musical break, and then when we come back, we'll go ahead and hopefully have CK's mic and everything all fixed up so he can give us the quote of the day. All right, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show in the building, y'all. Let's go.
Definite stars, I'm loving your smile and the way you get down. Now I can't see no one else, it's you by yourself, yeah, in spite of the crowd.
Maybe no one else matters.
It started off with a kiss, never expecting this, So now I'm in coping with my addiction.
Could not be no clearer. it, only dose matters.
It started off resting, never expecting this. So now I'm in coping with my addiction, addiction. Started off resting, never expecting this. So now I'm in coping with my addiction.
While all the girls say,
I'm addicted to you.
Give them the whole 900 back. I mean, it'd be a blessing.
Wow. Now, first we were in the plus, and now we're in the decrease. We're in the negative. Wow. That's how it works? Okay, Houdini. All right, I see you. Because this is the I Got Something to Say. Look, I'm all tongue-tied. This is the I Got Something to Say. The I know, right? We're underwater. We're beatboxers speaking backwards. Another one, you write the best. Remember they used to say if you play that album backwards, it's like you were satanically influenced or something. So we used to do it like in the late 70s, early 80s, cut all the lights out, and it wasn't a seance or anything like that. We played Queen's song backwards, and then we'd be scary like for the rest of the week. We were some crazy, crazy kids. I'm telling you, it'd be like, zvin, zvin, zvin. I'm like, cut that off, cut the lights back on, and I don't want to play no more. Ladies and gentlemen, we just acting crazy. We're being ourselves. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. It is 20 minutes after the hour, 20 minutes after the hour. And we're going to go ahead right now and receive the quote of the day. If you want to be a part of the show, definitely call in at 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. It is the D Hour Show Radio Network. And we're going to have some special guests to come through, British Betty, Lion LaQuisha, you know, GB or whatever, periodically throughout the show. And they're always on everybody's show. So sit back, relax, and just have a good time. We got good music for you, good spirits, and we're going to have a good time. I'm in the building with my brothers. They're looking very handsome. And I'm going to probably run back and get me some ice cream out the studio. So, you know, just sit back and relax. Don't go anywhere. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, CK, bless us with the quote of the day.
All right. Well, since, you know, last week was Black History Month, and this month is about our women, I still go into Black History Month 365, so, you know. So I did a little combination. I did a little shaking and stirring, a little mixing and holler shaking with this one. So, you know, the quote of the day comes from a very, very special lady who I find to be the most attractive woman in the world. So I'm going to read the quote.
Okay.
You may not always have a comfortable life, and you will not always be able to solve all the world's problems at once, but don't ever underestimate the importance you can have, because history has shown us that courage can be contagious and hope can take on life of its own. And I'm going to repeat it one more time.
One more again.
You may not always have a comfortable life, and you will not always be able to solve all of the world's problems at once, but don't ever underestimate the importance you can have, because history has shown us that courage can be contagious and hope can take on a life of its own. And ladies and gentlemen, this is quoted by the First Lady, Michelle Obama.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
All right.
Yes, and speaking of Kevin Hart, he was on SNL. When I say my stomach was folding over, I mean, it's already, you know, squeezable or whatever the case, but did you saw that? I need to get my life, okay, first and foremost. Let me get my stuff together.
Wasn't that hilarious?
You seen that?
You know what? I seen that. You know what? I saw a little bit of it. I gotta finish watching the rest of it, but that dude is just hilarious. I'm telling you right now.
The dude
cracks me up. I mean, he's like I said, he's the number one comedian on top right now. So I mean, the dude is just, oh my goodness, he's hilarious.
Yes. He did Quvenzhané Wallace. She was supposed to have been like the Pope. And the way he did it was very classy, because I love that young lady. She's going places, and she's so sweet. And he had on, like, the dress and, you know, the purse and so forth. It was just a very brilliant spoof done in great taste, and not necessarily dissing or disrespecting the Pope or disrespecting Quvenzhané Wallace, but it was more or less just giving a overview in a comedic fashion of all of the events that are currently taking place. You know, she being the youngest in the industry, African-American influence, and then having the Pope, first time in all-time history, probably, in, you know, in anything that we could probably have pretty much see within this lifetime is what I'm trying to state. But nonetheless, you know, just to have a combination of both worlds in a comedic fashion was brilliant. So, and just a little tidbit, you know, facts for do you know, they do not, meaning SNL, do not have any African-American female writers. So if anyone's listening, a sister like me is really trying to get on SNL. I'm telling you, sketch comedy, slapstick comedy, whatever you want to relate to it is like the best. I mean, definitely it takes 13 muscles to laugh, but it takes 33 muscles to frown. So why overwork yourself? See, you can only find information like that at the, you know, the Brinks or the likes of the I Got Something to Say show. Agree, D-Slay, CK?
Absolutely.
And if they take you, they have to take us, too, because we're like a package deal.
That's right. Who is your teacher? Yes.
Like salami and bud and meat.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Exactly.
they're like, D-Slate. Yeah, we don't know what you're talking about. You must be hungry right now. We don't know what you're talking about.
He must be hanging out with the ghetto.
Get your life. All right. It is 26 minutes after the hour. Right now, what I'd like to do is to get into our next musical break. I'm going to give you little tidbits about Fashion Fortness. And facts about women and, you know, sex and all types of that stuff. Yeah, I said the S word because this
what
is a mature
the, oh.
Show.
Oh,
yeah,
oh, what
the
oh.
Oh. Wow. Well, that's oh. What I was going after, the O effect. Yeah, the O. Okay. So what we're going to do is get into the Make You Move Monday jams. And I guarantee this next song has been all over YouTube. There too, my too. I am ready to get it. I'm about to put on my stilettos early in the studio and let my weave unbelieve and just shake. So this is what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. 27 minutes after the hour, it's the I Got Something to Say show, Blog Talk Radio, the D Hour Show Radio Network, Poetic Justice, Miss Fabulous, also D Slate in the building, and our brother, social media light, should I say, CK, all the way in the building. Going to go ahead and get into it. First song coming up, well, I'm going to let you be the judge of that. 9:27, let's go.
Con los terroristas. Ooh,
Countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off. It's the I've Got Something to Say radio show.
Well, I know I'd better be here.
Yes.
But I really like your terms a lot. I don't know what the Harlem Shake is all about, but I was really shaking bloody, really, really bad. It was like I got some type of virus, you know. And I don't know, they didn't say shake, shake, shake. And I was like, bloody shake, like McDonald's shake. I'm not really scared, but, you know, I can go on and on and on. But Poetic or Miss Fabulous told me to talk about who did the song. So the Harlem Shake with my bear. What you say?
I love a good shake with my English muffin.
I don't want to shake. The only time that I really want to shake is for some, you know, for somebody else, if I'm with the mic, you know. But other than that, I don't want to shake. I want to stay still, you know?
I love a good chicken loaf as well.
We're going to move on here. And I want to really get your number, and I really got the chance to be in your company. So she told me not to talk really loud or anything. So number one song came in, The Harlem Shake by Bear. And then number two song came in at Music Makes Me Lose Control. I think some Missing Misdemeanor Elliot and some tweet and some Funk Master Flex or something like that, Sierra. Not really sure, but I want you to have a show, Doc. CK, are you there?
I am here. I was listening between you and the slate here, so I mean, it was very interesting. I'm intrigued by your accent, so I was just listening in, yes.
Well, you know, the slate, that's really my bootkites that's on the other line. I don't know what you're talking about, a deep light, but that is my bootkites, and I want to touch his buns. I really like him a lot.
My name is British Bob. I'm from the Project of London, the Project of London.
It's really nice to meet you. Hopefully our bums can talk to the break room. But I really got one more thing to say, and then I'm going to give the mic back to, what her name? Poetic, yes. Of course, Idris Elba is taking an acting hiatus to, I guess you Americans would say a hiatus, to focus on music. The Wire star, Idris Elba, who's also from London, is taking a break from his acting career this year so he can concentrate on his music sideline. The British DJ that goes under the name of Idris is in the middle of a 7-week residency with the London Knot Club. Idris Elba, who is also directing the video for Rockers and Mother and Son, has revisited giving not necessarily up his acting career, but stand back. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another segment from British Betty. Now back to you, Poetic Justice. Wow. I really don't have a lot to say. I mean, she just kind of like took over the radio. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, we have the British invasion, and I think that's what that was. And I don't know who she was talking to. Who was that on the phone, D-Slate?
I think that was British Bob. That's the only brother in London that lives in the project. British Bob.
British Bob. I like him. All right. So maybe he can hook up with my girl, you know, British Betty or whatever the case may be. And CK was like, you know what, I ain't got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is 39 minutes after the hour.
But I think...
And I believe that we have a caller on the line. Who do we have on the line tonight, D-Slate?
I think we got our brother, my brother from another mother, dropping in the building. Al, what's good to you?
What's good, man? How y'all feel, man? Long time no
see.
I heard British Betty snapping off on the radio show right there. What's really good? Let me see.
She was talking to the only brother that's in a British project. His name is British Bob. That's his surname. I think they call him Bloody Pookie.
Bloody Pookie. Get your life.
Get your life early.
Yes, Got Something to Say radio show. C-Clay. C-K is in the building. There she goes, trying to get in the radio again, you know. But what's been going on? What you got going on? And, you know, from time to time, we definitely want you to hang out with us. You got a little time to hang out with you?
Yeah, I got a little time to hang out. I mean, ain't nothing really been going on, you know, just work, trying to progress and, you know what I'm saying, be the best photographer in Virginia, you know what I mean? That's hard, though, because it's a lot of good talent out here. I did get a chance to see Naughty by Nature this weekend, so.
Wow. That is very interesting that you brought that up for our listening audience that is not in Virginia. Well, let me tell you what happened. What happened was our CEO of the D Hour Show Radio Network arranged and did some networking, and my fingers are in the position of wink, wink. And myself, and I want to shout out to Mary Hodges, who is the media director of Seven Cities Venues, along for the D Hour Show Radio Network and Famous Radio, another independent radio conglomerate, to interview Naughty by Nature. Now, let me tell you, first and foremost, that was a very humbling experience. Tretch, Vin Rock, and DJ KG are off the freaking chain like a broken necklace. They were like, man, we love it on the I Got Something to Say show, the D Hour Show Radio Network. Appreciate it. We were the only people in the building. Oh, wasn't that a live show? I said all of that to say this.
Look, you know me. I got jokes. So
what? What? Get your jokes on. Get your jokes on. Don't ever try to say I thought anything. So I'm gonna ask you, what's your joke?
All right. So why in the middle of a random song, right? I don't even know what they were saying. Tretch got to tear away wife beater or like Hulk Hogan or something.
Oh, that was sexy. Yes. Mm. Yeah, see, I was in the balcony, and what had happened was he had several warp drill changes throughout the show. Went from the plaid, the homie plaid, to the red ball cap, the fitted cap, and then he went to another transition with the Naughty by Nature T-shirt on, loving the muscles, and then he went to an Ike Tina moment where the white beater came off, and just, that was just it from there. I was like, you know what, I just need 5 minutes. On the track strike.
Hey,
yes.
Did you see the guy jump up on the stage yelling out, is you down with OPP?
Yeah, that thing should have been removed by the guys in the blue with the badge at that point. Yes.
Exactly.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuning in to the I Got Something to Say radio show, we're reminiscing myself and Al, who is, you know, he's always has a home here with us, the CEO of the D Hour Show Radio Network, and our social media, like CK, we're all in the building here. And we're talking about Naughty by Nature, the iconic group from Jersey. They actually had the opportunity to tour here in Norfolk, Virginia, and I'm telling you, it was a moment to be dealt with, okay? Let's get that straight. It was awesome.
It was definitely a live show. It was definitely a live show.
I can admire Tretch's fashion statement with the wife beater. I can't never afford a wife beater, so I usually just buy the girlfriend slappers. You know what I'm saying? They just them the ones that they sell at Walmart, the girlfriend slappers.
What's good, CK?
What's going on, Mr. Al? I see you hanging in with us tonight. That's what's up.
Yeah, I had some extra time on my hands, man. So I decided, I was like, hey, man, I got to see what my peoples is doing, man.
Yes. Well, let me go ahead and discuss a couple other things, and then we're going to get into our next Little Diva Throwdown, by way. So it's going to be an open discussion, and I talked about this a little bit in one of my other segments on another show. But let me go ahead and bring this to you all. Are you ready? I don't even think you all are ready. And I don't think the people out there that is listening to our show at this time is ready for this.
Let me go ahead
and bring it. Oh, yeah, I think you're going to be ready. Horse meat may be back on the United States menu after a 6-year hiatus. horse meat. The United States Department of Agriculture is likely to approve horse meat slaughtering and plants in New Mexico within the next 2 months, which could be allowing horse meat to suitably be consumed by humans and to be produced in the United States for the first time since 2007. Horse meat cannot be processed for human consumption in the United States without inspection by the USDA. So horses designated for this purpose have been shipped to places like Mexico and Canada for slaughter. Further, the Obama administration was urging Congress to reinstate an effect ban, and I want to put emphasis on ban, on the production of horse meat for human consumption that lapsed in 2011. Lastly, the impeding approval comes from growing concern among American consumers that horse meat will somewhat make its way into ground beef products.
Gross. Oh, my goodness. So you're trying to tell me instead of Sloppy Joe's, it's going to be Sloppy Mr. Ed's?
Yes. And I don't know if it's going to be sloppy or if it's going to be, you know, pony within that tail. But nonetheless, that information came from www.nbcnews.com. Let's go around the room real quick, and then I'm going to get into my next one. Let's start with you, CK. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I'm kind of curious. So, I mean, you know, we're going to go from cow to Ohio Silver Way. I mean, you know, I'm kind of like cutting back away from beef anyway. So that horse meat, in addition to that, I'm just going to not even think twice about that at all. I'm going my first mind, no thank you. I pass the plate on to the next person. Yeah.
What about you, Al? No horse playing in the studio. But what about you, Al?
They use the tail, you know what I mean? My word is good. So all the weed running around here, you know what I mean? My word
right,
is good.
Right, you are what you eat.
To work.
Right, we understand that you are what you eat. So if you wear the hair, 1B, go ahead and put it on your sandwich. I mean, hey.
Exactly.
You two horses are one stone. Nah, Peter, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. What about you, Deflate?
Look, I mean, I figure something must have been going on because one of the McDonald's around in the neighborhood, they were taking down the Golden Arches and the name, and I said, well, what's going on? They said, well, we're changing the name from McDonald's to McSaddles. I'm like, well, what y'all gonna be selling to McSaddles? I said, what y'all going to be selling here at McSaddles? And then all he was doing was he just started laughing like a horse. I thought that was just the way he laughed. But I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, okay. And that's why I don't eat
beef anymore.
He's
already on that horse meat. What you think that ground beef is in the back is refrigerator airtight?
That's the ghetto gourmet all over it, baby. He all over it.
That's right. Okay, well, listen. Let's get into our next segment, guys. Check this out. Why your cigarettes may contain kitty litter. Yeah, everybody got silent again. Absolutely. If the idea of inhaling tobacco products hasn't been bad enough for most consumers, now it comes by no surprise that some smokers may be introduced to kitty litter ingredients. The savings to the tobacco products companies, which means that they will have a less revenue or overhead within the United States government, has many total as $1 million to be the estimate amounts of money in which they may save if they utilize this ingredient. The CDC blames the tax loophole from creating the demand with a heavier product. It shows with the length of tobacco companies that it will be in the void of taxes and regulation to delegate to improve the public health without regards to the customers. In layman's terms, kitty litter may not be a long future decision. However, it is a current thought. Kitty litter in your cigarettes.
here we go.
What in the world is that?
So you mean to tell me, from now on, when I say these cats right here like to smoke, I'm going to mean that literally?
Literally. Or after you finish smoking, you may want to take a cat nap or a cat nip.
Wow.
Okay, I'm the only one in the studio this week right now. All right. Moving right along. And last but not least, before we get into another musical break, 8 professions with surprising paychecks. All right, number one, air traffic controller. The median pay is around $108,040 annually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, while the excitement may not be to planes with pilots and flight attendants, the bigger salaries are the traffic control towers. On average, most of them commercial pilots get paid around $92,060 annually. Flight attendants between $37,000 and $38,000 a year. All right, so the median pay in 2010, so that's 3 years ago, $108,000. Okay, let me go ahead and get my license. Number two, announcers, such as ourselves. Announcers present music, news, sports, and may provide commentary or interview guests with various topics. They're averaging around $27,010 a year. That's not a lot of pay. That's why so many different DJs and radio announcers and so forth, they have extra jobs and promotions in which they do. It's not a lot of money. All right, legislators. $19,260 in 2010. That was the median pay. Legislators are elected officials who develop laws for a federal government or for local or state governments. The surprising pay, you know, basically the reason why that is in effect because they receive per diems. And per diems is kind of like a daily thing, if you will. So it's not necessarily like a promising career that a lot of people will want to get into, but more or less just something to do because of the principle. Models, on the average, the median pay for a model is $32,920. Okay?
Wow.
Number five, multimedia artists and animators. The median pay for them back in 2010 to current, $58,510. Pharmacists, now this is why I want to get into pharmaceuticals. The average pay, $1,111,570. Yes, educational levels often make a big difference in job responsibilities and paychecks. Pharmacists require a doctoral degree. That's why that money is just on average. And they can make up to 6 figures, while pharmacy technicians who help the licensed pharmacists dispense prescription medication, they normally make around, get this, $28,000 a year. So they're pretty much doing all of the hard work while the pharmacists themselves are really, really banking in the dough, literally, because of their educational component. Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and move to a couple of other ones. Political scientists, $107,420. Technical writers, around $63,000 a year. And that's just a couple of, you know, salaries. And the reason why I wanted to bring that out was because, you know, our economy is improving. President Barack Obama, he's doing the best that he can. But, you know, with everything going on from sequestration, and I say stration because it's frustration and the station all combined in one. But, you know, it's just difficult. But we got to get out there. We cannot give up. We got to keep it moving. Got to keep it moving. That's why education is so imperative. Let's go around the room real quick before we get into our next musical break. What are your thoughts as it relates to, you know, education and professions? Let's start with you, Al.
You said within sequestration?
No, just in general with professions and education, and after hearing some of those, you know, medium salaries for, you know, the various, you know, job topics or the job interests. What are your thoughts?
Well, really, I know some pharmacists that don't got no doctrines that, you know what I'm saying, that make over $100,000 a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a difference. They don't wear a white coat, but they do work with white. Yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? and they can lecture you on economics, you know what I mean, and business plans and things of that nature.
So, I mean, I guess everybody got to get in where they fit in, man. Everybody can't make $100,000, but, you know what I mean?
True. So all right, CK.
Gotta, go ahead.
Well, I'm pretty like, wow about the pharmacy technician position because I went to school to be a pharmacy technician. So, yeah, all the hard work will pay off to make that 28,000 a year. That's pretty good. So, I'm all for this. I hope that we can move forward with the president doing what he can. So,
That's
amazing.
Okay. In closing, you D Slate, what are your thoughts on education? I'm sorry I cut you off, Brother Al.
Oh no. You know, I think real quick, I think that when you heard about some of the pay, the annual pay that some of those jobs were paying out, I think that when you really think about it and you think about education, you know, I think that a lot of times when you say, well, I know some commentators or I know these individuals who make more. And I think what happens is you're just looking at basically a base pay that, you know, with some of those positions, you really have to gain a lot of experience, you know, gain a lot of knowledge and experience and time with doing some of those positions in order to make the amount of money that you would like to make. As far as education, I think it's important what he's doing. I mean, even when you hear about the fact that he wants to raise minimum wage, you know, and it's a lot of individuals that don't want him to do that. And again, it's just Obama's way of trying to help out the lower class cats and trying to help out the lower class individuals to help get them in a different bracket as far as finance and help them be able to live better lives. So I'm all for individuals just trying to, you know, have a better finance and have better lives. I'm all for it. But again, you know, them rich cats ain't trying to have it, you know,
that's
in
right.
Congress. So they're not really trying to have that because they think it's going to topple, you know, their money, and they think it's going to affect the money that they bringing in, the millions and millions they bringing in every year. So I really don't see how it's going to affect that. But, again, I'm all for trying to help out the little dude.
Absolutely. And what are you saying, Brother Al? All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and move on. We're going to go ahead and get into our next musical break. It is 58 minutes after the hour, 9:58 Eastern Standard, and we're going to go ahead and get into the Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, Poetic Justice, here, D. Slate
here.
Okay, y'all got to pay attention now. CK in the building, y'all all right?
I'm here.
All right, and did we lose Al? Is he still in the studio with us? All right, I guess he fell off. Maybe he went and took a little commercial break or what have you. But ladies and gentlemen, CK, D. Slate, Miss Fabulous in the building, 9:59. Let's go. Let's get into some Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown.
I'm Queen of Hearts, and I'm kicking up my stiletto on the Stiletto Diva Throwdown. Go ahead, get your stiletto and get down. Number 4.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
Again. walking past the mirror. Don't stress through the night at a time in my life. Ain't worried about if you feel it. Got my head on straight, I got my vibe right. I ain't gonna let you kill it.
Number three. I don't need it. number two.
Woo! Sure is hot out here. No, I don't mind though. Glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Number one.
Oh my gosh. Baby, let me. I did it again, so I'm gonna let go. Oh my gosh. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Maybe I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my God, so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh my God.
And I want it all and all and all.
There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back live. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. It is 16 minutes after the hour, and we're just getting back out of our musical mix, the Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown. We have D Slate, CK, Mr. Al Norfolk, and Poetic Justice, the hostess with the mostest, in the studio. How's everybody doing?
We good. We good.
Good.
All right, all right, all right. Is Mr. Al Norfolk still in the building?
Yes, I'm still in the building. We had some technical difficulties. But we back in here.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. We thank you for hanging out with us on tonight, because you know you're always family here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. So for the Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown, number 4 came in at Just Fine by Mary J. Blige. Number 3 came in, and we know it was a little personal joke, myself and the executive producer, CEO, D. Slate. So we were like, I don't need it, or she don't need it. But, yeah, anyhow, it is Jamie Foxx. I need him. Mm. Number 2 comes in at Shackles. We're going to take them shackles off. Mary, not once, but twice. And the number 1 song came into OMG for Usher. Yes, that was Usher and Will.i.am. I love that song. So just getting a little boogie on for the month of March. Yes, it is National Women's Month, International Women's Month, and also Women's History Month. And speaking of which, just to give you a little bit of tidbits, I was actually looking for my little tidbits about women and, you know, sensual little facts. However, I'm going to give you something about women's voting rights, which was pretty much interesting to me. After more than a year of bitter partisan fighting, Congress on Thursday finally reauthorized the Violence Against Women Act, which is a great thing. Applause, applause, applause. Including new provisions that would extend the law's protections for gay, lesbians, transgenders, Native American victims of domestic violence. It is about time. I agree to the fifth power. That is by way of latimes.com for more information or to hear more about the article. So again, embrace your sisters, your mothers, your aunties, because I tell you what, we got to give people flowers while they are here. Right? Agreed, everybody? We're going to keep this thing moving
indeed.
Like you all. Yeah, indeed. If you can hear me clap twice in the studio. Yes, absolutely. All right, so what we're going to do now is talk just a little bit more about some news that's going on right now, and then we're going to get into our next musical break. Very, very interesting facts that I've also learned throughout this month of National Women's Month is the history about wigs. Okay, you all either have significant others or females in your families, but it says it's a horrid bush of vanity. That's what they call wigs. And in the spirit of National Women's Month, you know, I change up my look all the time. You may get an anime bullet, but then again, you may get a Nicki Minaj. Hey. So, you know, it doesn't matter what mood I'm in because I'm an entertainer, and I like my look to look different. So as species, humans show in the most observed occupation with hair. That's a really, loquacious way to put that. But from the earliest written records, hair has been exerted for certain fascination over both men and women. And central mythology, magic has been also associated with hair. So I guess it's like you can have hair that short, and then by the time you come out the store with your receipt, your hair can be that long. So, you know, just a little bit of history about wigs. The horrid bush of vanity is what they're calling it. I mean, everything from human full-lace wigs to, you know, natural. And shout out to all of my natural sisters rocking the Miss Nappy combs. And definitely, you know, stay tuned for more information about documentaries regarding sisters wearing natural hair throughout the Hampton Roads area. I'm going to be screening my documentary very, very soon again. We screened it twice last year, and it had an overwhelming response. So definitely stay tuned for that. And the DL Show Radio Network will be one of our sponsors in regards to that. So CK, D. Slate, and Mr. Al Norfolk, y'all all right in the studio? Y'all getting sleepy?
Now we good. I'm chilling.
I got
a mouthful.
Took some O'Doubles.
Got a mouthful, huh?
And I ate a couple of Horse Macs. I'm good.
Horse Nuggets. Wow. Wow. Who does that? Okay. Well, you know, a couple of extra little sightings or whatever the case may be. Rihanna had to actually take out a restraining order. And before you all even said this, I mentioned this last week on the show. It wasn't against Chris Brown. It was actually under the assumption of a fan gone too crazy. Apparently, the fan just was like, you know, if I can't have you, nobody else will. So I hope that definitely works out, as we talked about that on Celebrity Thursday, because, you know, when you're in this industry, people can become very obsessed, and they don't know how to differentiate between, y'all like how that was smooth, right? Differentiate
smooth
between reality and fantasy. So, Let's briefly go around the room before we get into another musical break. D. Slate, let's start with you. How do you feel like when fans go too far? I mean, even being an indie artist in the musical industry as we are, you know, people say, hey, y'all are cool or whatever, but some people may really love the I Got Something to Say show. How do you protect yourself, and how do you continue to do what you love in spite of people being really, really, really loving you to death, you know?
Well, I think that you just got to be careful. I think that you just got to be careful who you associate with, and I mean, you can usually see crazy on people's face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can usually tell you know, the real crazy individuals. And even if you can't for some, you just gotta, you gotta be careful. You gotta make sure, as especially as a celebrity, as a star, even a rising star, you just gotta have people around you, and make sure you got the proper people with you, and you associating with the right people. I mean, you just gotta be careful who you associate with, and try not to put too much of your business and too much of your information out there for people to be able to use to try to get a little crazy with you. And like I said before, if, you know, especially for the fellas, I mean, if you, you know, even if you, it could be a lady that you're dating, you know, you with her and, you with her and she tells you, you know, you're so incredible and I'm your number one fan. And you know what I'm saying? You do the do, and you wake up the next morning and you tied up and you got a 2x4 between your legs and she got a sledgehammer, then you already know, you know what I'm saying, it's a wrap, you know, especially on your feet and your ankles. So I'm just saying, just be careful who you associate and who you mess with. And, you know, you just gotta be careful. Try not to put too much of your information out there.
Absolutely. CK, what are your thoughts?
Wow.
About being able to differentiate between fantasy and reality when it comes to the music industry and fans and really loving their craft and their work, but really, really idolizing to understand that, okay, after 30 minutes and the TV show goes off, this is a real person. They want to live private lives and they want to go to the grocery store just like you or I. However, it's a little more challenging for these people who are in the industry and even be independent artists or radio personalities. Our life somewhat kind of alters. So, you know, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, being a person who experienced a little bit, because one time I had a lady come up to me and say, "Hey, you're my friend on Facebook." And I'm like, "I am." And it kind of creeped me out because she rarely speaks. She say hi every now and then. And how she was just looking and observing the whole time kind of freaked me out. So, I mean, like, we have to, like, be very cautious about who we encounter, who we come across when we're out in the world. And I think a lot of times those people don't understand that what we do on stage or on air or on the screen is pretty much is an image, a acting, or just a stage presence, and we may not be like that off stage. And we're so caught up in who we are that it's kind of hard to, like, show them that we're totally different. So they get to be a little obsessive and it's just like, it would be like, wow, you know, you just have to really have to protect yourself these days, because I think about a lot of people in history, like John Lennon and the young actress named Rebecca Schaefer. It really have to be careful about that.
And you're talking about Rebecca Schaefer, who played my sister Sam, correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And, you know, also, speaking of which, that was another good notable point that you brought out there, CK, about even social media sites where, you know, you can be recognized in a grocery store or just in a public setting. And I get it all the time, like different shows and so forth. A lot of times people will post before, you know, their location is actually taking place. Hey, I'm going to be hosting a show at, you know, McDonald's and, you know, 10 minutes from my house, you know, and people know that you're leaving, and people know that you're going to be at McDonald's. Well, you know, it's just coincidentally if they see you, but they may have saw your post. So, you know, you got to be careful if you're in the industry. Everything you say or everything you do is always going to be closely monitored. You know, people are constantly, Big Brother's watching regardless. But when you're in the industry, Big Brother, Big Sister, Big Uncle, Big Cousin, everybody's watching. So, you know, you have to be able to make an influence. All right, so let's go ahead and move to Al. Al, what is your thoughts on that?
Well, you know how I am. I'm me all the time. So
right.
Please don't think that I won't turn into a different person to on you real quick. I'm going to turn into Street Al, and you might not like Street Al.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you got to be leery of what you do. Yeah, I mean, you know, my license plate say Mr. Norfolk, and that's a thing in itself. You know, so many people stop me and say, hey, Mr. Norfolk. So I really can't go anywhere without actually being recognized. I've been driving down the street at 9 o'clock in the morning on my way to work, and somebody say, "Hey, I seen you. I saw you." You know what I mean? I was like, yeah. You know, but I'm always me. I'm a sociable person, but you know what I'm saying? You can't cross that line with me because I'm a revert back to what I know, and what I know is a totally different person from the person you're listening to on the radio right now.
Absolutely. And let me say this, too. Also, you know, that's a good point that you mentioned that, you know, to be recognized, that can be a great thing, can be a sense of, you know, we pray that nothing like this ever happens, but abduction or a situation where you can't run for shelter or for cause, but people already know this is a way of identification for you specifically. You know what I mean? And then
right.
After the fact, even me being a host or being a radio personality, we're doing a remote or we're at a concert, I may be doing different posts throughout the show or whatever the case may be, but it's in an open forum where there's a lot of other people and eyewitnesses. So, you know,
right.
It kind of goes both ways, and sometimes the lines can be shades of gray, not necessarily 50 shades, but just, you know, shades of gray where they intertwine so closely like you can't tell the difference.
I mean, why do y'all think Michael Jackson wore his glitter glove all the time? Because he had to slap fans on a daily.
That's right, absolutely. That's right.
He had to slap fans on a daily.
That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was a healthy discussion. It is 30 minutes after the hour. So what we're going to do is kind of deviate from the script. We're going to go ahead and get into the Caribbean countdown. And once we come back, we're going to prepare for another healthy discussion and kind of work towards climbing, or should I say closing, the walls of the I Got Something to Say radio show. Climbing the ladder of success, but closing the doors for tonight's segment as we come to the end of the road, as our brothers say, from boys to men. So right now, we're going to get into the Curry Caribbean countdown. Yours truly, Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, CK, and Mr. Norfolk back once together, right? Once together again. It must be that horse meat that got my tongue tied, or maybe the kid
or
one of the
things. Yeah. That's some stallion nuggets.
Yes, and that's what I rock with, these. I'm a fish and chicken type of chick, you know. That's what I rock with right now. So once again, 31 minutes after the hour. We'll see you back in a few minutes after the Curry Caribbean countdown. Wagwan to all of my West Indians. Let's go.
Yo, this is the Curry Caribbean vibe, live and direct at the I Got Something to Say show, live. For everybody out here from VA to Jamaica, big up scene.
Number 3. My mind, I need to get out of sight, but I end up behind bars. What started out as a simple altercation turns into a real sticky situation. Me just thinking on the time that I'm facing makes me wanna cry. Cause I didn't mean to hurt him, could've been somebody's son, and I took his heart with. Rum, pa pa pum. bullet on you. Somebody tell me what I'm gonna do. Ram pa pa pam, ram pa pa pam, ram pa pa pam. Me say one man down. Oh me say ram pa pa pam, ram pa pa pam, ram pa pa pam. When me went downtown, so now I am a criminal, criminal, criminal. Oh Lord have mercy, now I am a criminal. Man down, tell the judge please give me minimal. Run out the town, none of them can't see me now, see me now.
Oh mama, mama, mama.
Number two.
The team kind of bomb, bomb. Do it with the arms on me and come. Do the different style, different fashion. No?
No?
Come and say one thing, Nancy, can't understand. Who one thing, Nancy, can't understand. Mommy, they might talk about me, ambition. Say, what me too, they might talk about me, ambition. Come and say, some of them are off me when me get it from her. Say, some of them are off me when me get it from her. I told them, no, no, it's from creation. I told them, no, no, it's from creation. Bam, bam, hey, yo.
I'm on the go, yeah. So they all come in the party show, yeah.
I'm so special. I'm so special, so special, so special. That time is shop with my party fire special. Boy, I bring it together, they want to taste like special. Santa, I'm so special. I'm so special, so special, so special. Telling me no fear, too fear, to expression. Guys, for no demons, can't see it, learn they tell me hear them shots. And I said them on me head from black foot. My burn the fire to this red panda. That's a better. Help poor people with them best from that. SSC, you don't see how you are go dead from that seat. Now them are saying my mark for this and it. Time what them say my walk for this, you see it. Them lock me down on me, can't forget. God, you over these are guys, they say me not regret. I'm so special, I'm so special, so special, so special. That's why I'm strapped with my party five special. They want freedom to get on them, I feel like special. But I'm so special, I'm so special, so special, so special. Tell them enough fear, too fear, sex, special. Life, no, don't see more change, if not, they tell the same thing. Jack ass, even at the swine fat. In pharmacy, too much, that them blind fat. One case of food, them sell out mankind fat. Yes, you have your so with the bag of bad mind. Time set them, don't work, so what the fuck them woman shine fat. Make them what them are, what them are mix me in a crime fat. Had the same thing, while that rise him nine fat. If you don't work, that shall show them a sign fat. Make me special, I'm so special, so special, so special. That's why I'm a shop with nobody by special. They want free just to get on them and see it like special. But I'm so special, so special, so special. That's why I'm a shop with nobody by special. Make me special, I'm so special, so special, so special. That's why I'm a shop with nobody by special. They want free. Girl and them are shaped like brother. It's a special delivery. The mom is living the misery. But that day we never hit special delivery. From my mother deliver me. I'm on the go, I'm on the go. But them bad man I want to stop me go. So no, I'm on the go, I'm on the go. But them can't play me like the puppy so. Cause make me special, I'm so special, so special, so special. That's why I'm a shop with my party five special. They want free with the girl and they want tears like special. But make me special, I'm so special, so special, so special. That's why I'm a shop with my party five special. They want free with the girl and they want tears like special. But
attention all shoemistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
We are back live, 43 minutes after the hour, 10:43, and we are just coming out of the Curry Caribbean countdown. Number three kicked in at Moundown. Bum, 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 bum. Rihanna, yes, yes, yes. Happy belated birthday to the number one Bajan, which is Rihanna, representing Barbados West Indies. Number two came in at Bum Bum, Sister Nancy, from back in the day. You know, that was one of the number one jams for Jamaicans to mash it up. And the number one song came in, I'm So Special by Mavato, Dancehall 2011, number one. So we're going to kick it back into the I Got Something to Say radio show. You know, they call me Stubble because there's so many different personalities that come out. And right before we go ahead and get started into our last and final segment for the evening, I want to make certain that my brothers in the building are okay. So CK, are you okay in the building?
I'm good. I'm hanging out, listening back, enjoying the music.
All right, all right. Al, you're still in the building. You're still in the studio, brother.
So special, so special, so special.
You know what, you should be saying, I'm going to take your wallet and I'm going to beat your girl and I'm going to take your woman and I'm going to be the one. And he's like, yeah, rocking back and forth, doing the butterfly. Yes, D. Slate, are you in the building?
Yeah,
I'm good. I'm good. I just ate this McClydesdale and I'm good.
Hey yo, right. hold on. He said Stallion Nuggets. I didn't need to think of what the Stallion Nuggets was. You dig? I don't want to buy your nuggets.
Yeah. Y'all laughing at all that stuff because my name is Lonnie Keisha, and I am in the building. My uncle is Barack Obama, and my cousins and them, and Michael Jackson was at my house last week. What y'all get quiet for, huh?
You had some Stallion Nuggets too, huh?
Nah, I'm talking about Michael Jackson. They live off of 21st Street. What is you talking about? Now, see, this is what happened was they asked me to do the Star Spangled Banner at the show, at the awards, and I told them, nah, I can't be doing that because y'all got to rent me my money. And see, they kept saying, lying, LaQuisha, I'd be like, y'all be lying. I was like, ain't nobody lying or whatever the case may be. I just got my schedule booked, and I ain't got time for all that. So the thing about it was I told them I'd get with them when I want to, and then Betty White, she came in my house, and we had some sandwiches and everything. So that's my home girl. We be sharing books and everything and purses, and she always want to be buying my stuff. And she be like, Lila, LaQuisha, be like, huh? And she be like, uh-huh. You my friend, girl. You be dressing your ass off.
I think she had the Mr. Egg burger.
What are you talking about, CK? Don't make me get my mother's gold back on you, because she don't even like you anyway, so you think you all of that. And Mr. Norfolk, you be riding around with your tags, and they'll be beep, you tell me, so I'm married. They ain't got nothing to do with that. They ain't got nothing to do with me. I just said that I'm trying to holler. I know, because don't let me get my people after you and stuff like that, because Denzel is my cousin on my mama's side. They only calling me Lionel Christian for nothing.
I just want to know, are you related to Rosa Lopez?
I'm not related to Denzel Washington. I'm related to George Washington. What are you talking about?
Are you related to Rosie Perez?
I don't even know who that is. I don't even like leftovers. Well, I like to stay on the show with y'all, but I gotta give it a go and go ahead and do some hair because I just wanna be doing my hair in a little bit. So I gotta get ready to get ready, and then I'm cutting T-Bar's hair.
Hey, where you from, LaQuisha?
I'm from Pop Place.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
That's Pop Place, Virginia. Y'all need to want to know.
You hear to my grandma? She was the first Kim lady ever. They got her in the book with a white wig on. Was selling Chico sticks and pickles and everything. So I can't even get her to go because I'm getting to go out to dinner with Lil Wayne in there.
So they do put gin in Kool-Aid. I didn't know that. Wow.
They be calling me lying, LaQuisha, for a reason. They be like, LaQuisha, be like, huh? They be like, you lying? They be like, I don't be lying. But I gotta get ready to go. I ain't got time for all of this stuff. I gotta get ready to go. So y'all finish y'all little showing up, everything. Y'all still my boo-boo cakes. I, Mr. Norfolk, DCA, CK, I'm gonna holler at y'all. Because when I come back from off the show with Kelly Rowland and them girl, y'all boys, so whatever. Y'all still my boo-boo cakes. All right, I'm gonna talk to y'all later. See you
No doubt. Tell them just sugar in the Kool-Aid, not gin. We got you.
All right, Bob. See you later. Wow. Why are these people given the opportunity to come in here and invade our show? First, it was British, what is it, Betty, whatever her name is, British Betty or Betty British or whatever. And then Lionel LaQuisha had a nerve to come in here. And then, what was the other guy's name, the British Bob or something?
British Bob. The brother
from
London.
I think let's just put an invite out on Facebook that, you know, we was doing, I got from the same show, and she just let the door open and all of them just came on in, and I'm like, can we get security? You know, we got one of them out from last season, but I mean, you know.
Right.
All right, so GB, I guess he's mad because, you know, we kicked him off indefinitely, Alex. A lot has been changed, but, you know, he'll be back periodically. But Lion LaQuisha and British Betty, OMG. But let's go ahead and get into the barcode love note discussion. This is a very, very interesting one. And we may just go in maybe like a 10-minute, 12-minute overtime, but that's OQ. It's okay, should I say, oh, horse, but anyways, love from behind bars, incarceration or infatuation, can relationships be successful from behind bars? So, never personally experienced that, no, but I would only phantom that it would probably be quite challenging if you had a significant other who was detained or incarcerated, and you were married prior to that person going into incarceration. To try to carry on that relationship is extremely arduous because the other person may find love on the other side of the window, if you will. Yeah, or other choices may have to be made because of the length of time. Conjugal visits are, you know, pretty much something antiquated, and a lot of people are not doing that because of liability issues. So, you know, therefore, it's really tricky. So let's go ahead and do the barcode. Do we scan or do we offer a demand? And meaning demand, do we have other options? Would you suggest if someone were to fall in love prior to any incarceration of either partner, and I'm going to say partner because, you know, relationships, they vary, you know. We'll start with you, CK. If you had a lovely wife, significant other, and she by any chance became incarcerated, would it have to be something that you would have to lend yourself to get adjusted to, or would it be something in the sense of a matter, love always prevails? I mean, how would you, just in a open case scenario, how would you deal with that?
Well, in most cases, love has no boundaries. And we've been married, and we've been together all this time, and she just happened to be incarcerated. I will work through it until her sentence is up. Speaking outside of it, looking in, I've known other people who had relationships with people who were incarcerated, and it was one thing that they were close and they were together, and then once they got out, it was a different story.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm for it. If the love is really there between the two people, if it's real, and if it was there before and after. But if it's just something that you just start picking up when they was in there and you met them and then they come out, no, I'm not for it.
Okay. Now let me interrupt for just a second. What if things became a little bit more interesting, and instead of having inmate civilian, what about worker, CO, which is correctional officer, right? What if they become romantically involved with an inmate? Let's go to you, Mr. Norfolk. What are your thoughts about that? Since love has no boundaries, and I like the way CK put that, but, you know, if you find love, I've been looking for love in all the wrong places, and you so happen just to be going to your occupational hazard duty, should I say, you know, and you meet someone, but, you know, even though that person's released, still, the way you met them is still not required or not appropriate, professionally appropriate. So do you scan or do you demand, meaning that you just let things go the way they are? How do you deal with that?
Nah, you can't. That's a breach of, like, the client privilege. There's some kind of ethical boundary that you should have. Now,
mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as me staying with somebody after they locked up, it depends on what they got locked up for. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the length of time. I mean, basically, like, if my wife got locked up for murdering somebody, you know what I mean? Well, she coming over me, you know what I mean? I got to ride for her. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
mm-hmm.
If she got, if
jail for embezzling money and I ain't seen none of the cake, then no, I'm out of here.
Right. But you know, it was interesting that you mentioned that because there was a reality show, I believe, you know, so many reality shows that are out today. That particular segment was about a woman who met her husband on the outside. Some things became, you know, legally incorrect, if you will, and he was detained. And I think he received like 30-something years. He went before the parole board, which, you know, Virginia has a continuum, you know, we're a commonwealth, and, you know, it's not the three strikes that you're out, but a lot of laws are like the old laws, you know, the commonwealth laws. But
yes,
nonetheless, with that being stated, you know, he did not qualify for parole, so therefore all of his active time, he has to serve that until he's able to have another reprieve and go before the board again of licensure with that particular state. So every Sunday, she and her son, which is not his son because she had an extramarital affair, you know. So do you think that life should go on as usual, or do you think that person is required to be faithful and remain there, you know, because she's a woman, she has needs. The guy in jail, I'm sure, you know, he has needs too, even though he's incarcerated. So, you know, you're saying to yourself psychologically, I got 30 years, what are you going to become, celibate? I mean, let's be real with ourselves. Does that woman, is she required to wait for him? But she had a child outside of that marriage, and he accepts that child. So I think the child is like maybe 8 or 9 now. And she says she beats herself up all the time every day because, you know, she had a baby out of their marriage. But, again, human emotions took over the physical. So, D. Slade, how do you weigh in on that?
Well, I
do you
have
think
a little
she was being unfaithful?
I do have a little bit of information that I found out about, you know, prison relationships and things like that. But before I say that, I just say that, you know, the thing about that is that, you know, when you think about it, I mean, honestly, it rarely happens for guys. You don't see a lot of situations where a lot of men, you know, with or dating women, in prison and different things like that. You know, it's mostly a lot of times a lot of women dating guys or married to guys that are in prison, you know, or my boyfriend's in prison or my husband's in prison. And the sad part about that is, you know, from my experience and different things that I've seen and heard about different relationships like that, a lot of times in time, it usually don't work out too well for the brother that's locked up, because a lot of times, you know, sometimes that woman may stay for as long as she can, but then, like you stated, you know, reality sets in, a reality hits, and, you know, she's being approached by, you know, other men, and possibly it could be guys that he know or guys that he's close to, but she's approached by other guys and other men, and she's thinking to herself, you know, this cat is locked up, you know, I can't see him, and things like, but I, you know, I this brother right here, I talk to who visits me and my friend or whatever the case may be, and she gets close to that friend, and now she's seeing, you know, the friend or whoever the other guy is. And,
right.
For the most part, it never bodes well for the brother that's locked up. And even in some cases, you know, if the brother, gets out, you know, I mean, you never know what the situation is going to be, but some information that I came across on ABC on ABC's website is with a record of 2.1 million people in U.S. jails and prisons. It's not surprising that thousands of American men and women have spouses or romantic partners in prisons. It says that men serve time for some of the most notorious crimes. Apparently, have enough sex appeal to turn death row into sort of a lover's lane. But stating that, you know, a lot of, you know, some, you know, are attracted to that. I don't know why, but, you know, some women are, and, you know, and they end up dating, you know, a lot of guys that are locked up or in prison. And like I say, when that gentleman gets out, then it's like, he's been living this lifestyle for so long, you know, in prison, you know, how is he going to be able to cope with being
being in a relationship, you know, with a woman and being out there, you know, out of prison. I mean, it could be a situation where, you know, she's going to the restroom and she
right.
looks up the toilet and she see a bag of red juice in the toilet. Like, what is this? You know,
mm-hmm.
and he tell her that's what we call solitary syrup. You know, it's a different kind of juice. We used to make in prison. You know, so I'm just
right.
chilling it in. I'm just chilling it in the toilet. You know, because that's
mm-hmm.
what he was used to. You know what I'm saying? She's looking like what? You know, so you know a lot of those things, that type of lifestyle and things that the brother did in prison. You know, he may not be able to get away from. You know, when
right.
when they being intimate, he may say, "Baby, you ready to get Jimmy?" She might be like, "What? What the hell is Jimmy?" You know, she don't know what he's talking about. You know, so it's just, you know, it's hard, you know, and I just think that for the most part, for the brothers, you know, that are locked up, it usually don't bode well to, you know, for them. And I think that the relationship really not too long.
Exactly. Well, that is really ultimate points that you all made or brought to the surface as it relates to relationships and of those persons who were incarcerated. What if both people, and we're going to close with this, what if both people are incarcerated? Because there are not a lot of co-ed, facilities. You know, you have your minimum, your moderate, and your maximum facility incarceration. Then you have your rehabilitation correction facilities, and then you have your straight maximum where there is, you know, no edge. It's just kind of like locked down for 23 hours, and then you have that 1 hour of reprieve. But we talked about, you know, worker/inmate relationships romantically. Al brought up an excellent point about that. You know, he was just saying that, you know, it has to be some type of, you know, line shown, and it can be, how can I say this, a conflict of interest, if you will. That would be the better way of, you know, saying that, you know, this is not right, but again, our emotions get the best of us, and we're human at the end of the day, and flesh recognizes flesh. Or what CK was saying that, you know, it just may be love with no barriers, and D. Slate, you pretty much mentioned that, you know, realistically, this can happen, but do we stop love or do we just deal with the circumstances? Because you provided us with statistics. So I'm going to say we will probably come to a realistic anonymous vote to say scan. And mean a scan would mean that we would just deal with the circumstances accordingly, you know, cater specifically to the need. You know, so for those brothers or sisters that are being on that are currently on lockdown and your situation, you know, situations are, you know, not necessarily saying a mission of guilt or innocence, you know, just hang in there. And families that are being, not going to say affected, but challenged with this type of situation, just hang in there and hopefully things will work out. That's all we can do at this time. So what we're going to do is go ahead and play our barcode song. It is appropriate. It is Lock Up by Akon. When we come back, we'll have our closing and final remarks. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. The time is now 3 minutes, and we're in overtime after the top of the hour. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Couple peace, the corner blocks on fire. surrounding that doctor. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. My doctor. They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out. My doctor. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. Visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. Cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But instead I'm here locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Live 7 minutes after the hour, 11:07, and that was Locked Up by Akon. Had a very, very healthy discussion. We wish we could have had more people to tune in or to chime in the discussion on the topic about how inmates, or those who are incarcerated, or if one or the other partner is incarcerated, does or how do you make that relationship work? Well, you do the best that you can. So we anonymously agreed to scan, meaning to keep it moving. Stay tuned for future barcode love notes or healthy discussions about just your average topics. And we say sometimes take it all the way to left field. So again, next week we're going to have hopefully a special guest in the building with us on the I Got Something to Say radio show, a musical group or a musical national, I believe next week. I'm getting ahead of myself, but she is a neo-soul indie artist. I will not call her name because we want you to stay tuned and see the postings and the writing on the wall. Okay, well, I'll just put it out there. Hopefully we'll have Chocolate in the studio next week. She is one of my all-time favorite. Are you guys familiar with Chocolate?
Yes, indeed. Great music.
Yes.
Who said what now?
Give me that chocolate.
Now we're making songs, really? That's how we get down, son? Yes. Well, we are coming to the end of the road. This has been another wonderful, wonderful segment of the I Got Something to Say radio show. Keep in mind, be cognizant that the month of March is National Women's Month. It is also Reclaim Month for the members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated and a sisterhood month for the Deltas. Yes. So, wonderful things. Everything from Frozen Food Month to Girl Scout Cookie Month. So, you know, March is doing some things. I'm telling you, I can't wait till next month, April. April is Autism Awareness Month, and it's also National Poetry Month. Woo-hoo! you know, I go all in. But March is great, too, of course. You know, we're going to leave all the fall behind, and we're going to spring into our season. So I'm going to go around the room real quick. We're a little bit in overtime, but however, our boss and our potus is in the studio with us, so, you know, we have an excuse. So let's start with CK. Go ahead and give our closing remarks, and we're going to get up and get out of here. So I'm going to get me a horse. I mean, go get me a turkey burger.
Yeah.
CK, what you got for us?
Yeah, I think after the show, I'm going to take my friends out and get them a Mr. Ed burger or something like that, you know.
Wow.
I have a long week. This Saturday, as I said to before on Facebook and on air, that I am a member of a panel of local authors at the St. Louis Public Library in the Central West End. If anybody knows from here and knows where that is, I will be pitching and selling two of my books, Dirty Little Sex Secrets and Passionless Love Poetry. And anybody want to come out from 2 to 5. And I'll be looking forward to meet with you, buy a copy of the book, I'll sign it right there on the spot. And for everyone, have a great week, relax, enjoy the weather if you can. So, Ed Burgers for everybody. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, CK. And we also had our brother. He always has a home here with us at the Anonymous Blue Studios on Blog Talk Radio, the Our Show Radio Network. I'm talking about no other than Mr. Al Norfolk. What's going on? What you got coming up? Any last-minute remarks or shout-outs you want to give for us?
Yeah, man. You know, as always, I got to say, to my three, Tali, Ali, and AJ, to the wife, you know what I'm saying, who's sleeping right about now.
Oh,
I just want to say big up to all the ladies who wifey is actually highlighting for Women's Month, which Ms. Poetic Justice was one of those. I just want to say, you know, Y'all keep it moving. Oh, and pick up to my man Frack and Kirsten. They're about to get married on Friday. So hopefully I'll be able to be there for that. If not, I'm here with you in heart. And I'm just trying to keep it moving. I'm back in the studio recording a new album with some of my boys. And look for that. And always look for the photography.
Absolutely, Mr. Al Norfolk. And also, you know, publicly, before we get to D-State and myself, I want to say, you know, my heart and condolences go out to, you know, a long life friend. And I'm telling you, we lost a heroine, we lost a jewel, we lost such an awesome woman, the epitome of just beautiful. Miss Elaine Green, rest in paradise, sweetie. I mean, you will truly be missed. Al's, you know, best friend's mother, Jean and Anthony, you all will continue to be in my prayers. She was a mom to, you know, Al as well. So, you know, I'm going to continue to pray for you all, Al and Jean and Anthony and everyone else, because, again, Miss Elaine was such a beautiful, beautiful person. She would truly, truly, definitely be missed.
Oh, definitely. You know, and I'm quite sure, you know, I appreciate that. And I'm quite sure Jean and Anthony appreciate that as well. And I just want to say, it wasn't a sad thing, because when a saint passes on,
come on,
everybody already knows. So,
come
you know
on. Come on.
It's nothing. It's there was no sorrow. It was a happy occasion, because you know that you know where she is. So, you know, and I just want to say on behalf of my brothers, you know what I'm saying, Anthony and Gene, that we definitely appreciate all the love that was shown. And everybody from everywhere just showed mad love, and they definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely. And you all will continue to be in my thoughts, Al, definitely. And for Joe, your wife, that's doing such a great thing, highlighting, you know, various women throughout the Hampton Roads. That is so awesome. We talked at great lengths today, and that was something from the bottom of her heart, because women, you know, ladies and our listeners, we have to be able to celebrate one another, and not just specifically for, you know, our nationals and our pioneers and trailblazers, but we have people right at your own back door. Your next next door neighbor, your school crossing guards, you know, your grocery store baggers, your women that are doing it, single mothers and so forth, you know, just everyday people in the community. So, you know, Joe, thank you so very much for being able to take the lead role and just honoring women throughout the community in the 757. We appreciate that. So right now I'm going to defer over to Dee Slate, our CEO, our executive producer for the Dee Hour Show Radio Network. What you got for us, Dee?
Well, first of all, I just want to say a blessing. Go to Al and his brother. Definitely blessings to you guys. You know, Al is family over here, so we definitely got to send some blessings to him. I want to say also big shout out to all the listeners and supporters who support us all the time, and big shout out to my peoples. You know, PJ, CK, Al, you know, Leo, you know, Ray, Lamont, you know, Poetic Lace, and all the fam on the D-Hour, Mitri D, Brock Gunny, RC, all the fam on the D-Hour Radio Network. Big shout out to all my peoples. I love you guys very much, and I consider myself a blessed brother to have such a phenomenal team surrounding me on the D-Hour Radio Network. So with that being said, you guys just make sure you keep tuning in every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday, and also Friday coming soon for our new premier sports show. But tune in every Saturday through Sunday, through Thursday and Sunday. You know, you never know, you know, what's going to go down. You never know who we're going to be talking to. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for the Tuesday spot with myself, CK, Leo. You know, you never know, our brother Al may pop in, you know, and get it in with us. But, you know, Real Men Talking goes down every Tuesday on the Tuesday spot. And tomorrow we may also have a special guest for the Tuesday spot. We may have actor Damian Dante Wayans in the building with us tomorrow, one of the younger generation, the new generation of Wayans, you know, may be in the building with us tomorrow, so make sure you tune in for that. And we just keep getting it in, man. And, you know, I just want to say much love and props to all the women around the world, you know, for Women's Month. You know, you guys are phenomenal. And, well, we will continue to keep loving you and supporting you, and just support all the sisters out there that are doing their thing. You know, it's Women's Month, so make sure you support them. And much love, no doubt.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, and I really, really appreciate that. You know, CK, Mr. Norfolk, as well as Dee Slate, kind words and gestures. And, you know, if you're in our listening audience and you're in our support, we appreciate you all following us on such social media network sites. We appreciate you tuning in to all the various shows in which we offer on the Dee Hour Show Radio Network. Definitely check out our social media pages. We're on Twitter. We're pretty much everywhere you are, because we couldn't have possibly done any of this or be able to do any of this without your support. So, you know, from our family here and the Dee Hour Show Radio Network to your family, we definitely appreciate you, and we see all of you. Definitely some great things coming up for myself, some stage plays, some documentaries, some screenings or some current work, some upcoming stuff coming up. Definitely want to give a shout out to those, my family over there, the Addicts Theater, Monty Ross, you know, doing his thing with the Behind the Lens, working with young people to show them the craft and the art of film. I have three clients over there, and I'm telling you, they love the program. To Miss Gail Easley, executive producer on the nonprofit side, thank you so very much for giving back and reaching down and giving back to the community. On the profit side, definitely Miss Denise Christian, we appreciate you all taking care of us, myself as well as Lamont Ferguson, another personality on this network. When we came to the Naughty by Nature concert, we appreciate that we got A1, nothing but top line service. So hopefully we'll hope to be doing some more collaborations. Marie Hodges, who is the media director for 7 venues in the Hampton Roads area. So stay tuned for more national guests. Stay tuned for more highlights and clippings and, you know, things on YouTube and so forth, you know, highlighting our journey of what we do here on the Dee Hour Show Radio Network. So just looking forward to 2013. team and all the great things in which it has to offer. So we want you all to get out there tomorrow, make an impression, be a blessing, onto a blessing to someone else. And remember, life is extremely short, so give flowers while you're able to touch them and not wait for them to be on top of you. Life is short, and so is my real hair. Good night, and we love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it. Absolutely nothing. Shout out to Tretch, Vin Rock, and DJ KG, my homeboys, Naughty by Nature. We'll continue to follow you all. We love you all. Peace.
Go out and get you a rodeo combo at Mid Saddle. It's good.
Stallion, Stallion Nature.
We'll see y'all later. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. The I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the craziest.
Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D Slate, with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move, Mr. Norfolk gonna say something new. On the go with CK, turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
One, two, buckle my shoes. Three, four, we gonna touch the floor.